Blog Talk Radio.
Well, sit, children. Let me give you the subject of the day.
You guys listened to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. Obviously, we haven't gotten all the repairs taken care of because Blog Talk Radio decides to just go ahead and cancel me out in the middle of the show. So, that being said, we're going to go ahead and get everything started. Number to call in, 805-856-2808. At the top of the show, you guys actually heard Lion Rock. That was Rude Boy Rock. I certainly hope it sounded better on your end. And then, of course, that was also followed by a little bit of Kruder and Dorfmeister, Deep Shit Part 1 and 2. I'll probably play a little bit more of that later on, maybe another show or something like that. Do have two callers on the line. I do see that. So great stuff going on already. Let me see. What do we got on the track tonight? Looks like we've got a little bit of J Electronica. We also have Z-Han and Kamian, Home Base. That's going to be coming up a little bit later. Sine Wave, Star Tripping. Plus, there's going to be a mystery track and a chance to win your very own J. Edgar Hoover Red Fez. All that's coming up on the show a little bit later on. Please continue to tune in. I'm going to go ahead and I think we're going to go ahead and go with this track. This is Z-Han and Kamian. This is actually a little track called Home Base, and we'll be right back. Thank you. right. That was Zihan and Kamian, actually an acid jazz trip hop duo out of Vienna, Austria. You guys can actually find them on Couch Records. I believe they had their debut album sometime around 98 or 2000. I'm not really sure on which one, but check them out. D-Z-I-H-A-N and Kamian, K-A-M-I-E-N. That track was entitled Home Base. Love that shit. We do have a caller on the line. We're going to go ahead and bring them in. Once again, the number to call in, 805-856-2808. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel. It's closed for repairs. Host DJ Frankie Flash Metro. We're going to go ahead and bring in 720. 720, you are live.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, this is Dustin.
Hey, Dustin Holland. Good to have you, man.
Yeah, good to be here. Like the music so far, man.
Great. I was just saying in the chat room, I hope it sounds better on your end than it does on mine, because it sounded like complete shit. So.
Well, yeah,
I hope it does sound better.
Here.
Oh, great. Gotta love Skype. Gotta love Skype.
I'm just on my cell
Definitely,
phone,
man.
Actually. But.
Well, Dustin, I'm glad you're here. Dustin Holland, of course, you are the chief editor at Guerrilla Pamphlets. I was actually going to, in the Literary Underground news feed a little bit later on in the show about submissions and whatnot, but since you are here, why don't you let everybody know a little bit about the magazine and, of course, about the current submissions that's going on.
Oh, all right. Well, yeah, thanks. It's just Guerrilla Pamphlets and... It's been going for a little more than a year now. It's like volume 18. So it's, wow, shit, a year and a half. And, yeah, so submissions deadline is the 26th, and we just do, like, poetry and art. And it's a free online monthly journal that with the option to print out copies for yourself. It's pretty easy to do. There are a couple ways to print it. But, so that's that.
Definitely are, man. No, go ahead. I'm sorry, man.
Oh, no, sorry, my bad. No, I was just saying that's pretty much it. Just, I think the deadline I said was the 26th of December, and then it'll be out that Friday. That's like the 31st, something like that.
Great. Looking forward to that. So that's going to be the last issue of Guerrilla Pamphlets 2001. I definitely need to go by and check that out. Where can everybody find that at, man?
It's guerrillapamphlets.webs.com.
All right. There you go, guys. I'll actually type that into the chat room so you guys can go by and check that out. Really great stuff. Great artists on there. Actually, every time I go on there, man, I have to say I get more and more impressed with the people that you have involved with the project. S.A. Griffin, of course. Scott Wamberg, the late Scott Wamberg, was a big part of Guerrilla Pamphlets. I really enjoyed his work there. Big names on there. So thanks for doing that, man. I really appreciate you putting that kind of stuff out there.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for reading it. It's always good. Really just as good as the... submissions.
Right on. Well, I'll tell you what, man. Why don't you hang out with us? We still got a couple more tracks to play. Why don't you kick back for a little bit and hang out? Maybe I'll bring you back on after the next song, and maybe you can read us some poetry. How about that?
All right. Yeah, whatever works.
Great. Well, let's see what. Just hang out for a sec. You're gonna co-pilot this ship with me here, Mr. Dustin Holland, for just a moment. Right now, what we're going to do is, I do see we have another caller, so caller, just hold on one moment. We'll go ahead and bring you in just a second. What we're going to do actually right now is I'm going to play a little track off of a compilation album that I advertised on the last show called Give 'Em the Boot. This is actually a little song called Flight of the Phoenicians. It's by a band called Vanity 5. You guys are listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. We'll be right back. Vanity 5, Flight of the Phoenicians, really great track, man. I love, like, acid, jazz mixed with reggae. Those guys are definitely the epitome of that, so definitely go by and check out Give Them the Boot compilation albums. I think there's, like, five of those things, for real. That's actually off of Give Them the Boot compilation album number 2. Definitely go by and check that out. We'll bring back Dustin Holland. We're going to hear a little bit of poetry from him. This is kind of a music show, but we do have a little bit of poetry every now and again. And you know what? I try to get only the best up in here. So, and then, of course, we have another caller after that. So you guys can call in 805-856-2808. Bring in Dustin Holland. And Dustin, you're live, man.
Hey, there's a Give Him the Boot DVD, isn't there?
No. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Hellcat Records, exactly. Yep.
Huh. Tim Armstrong put together some DVD. I thought it was called Give Him the Boot. It's mostly of, like, Rancid stuff, though, so it's probably something else.
It's, like, a bunch of ska. I believe, the one that I listened to was, like, a bunch of ska and some punk on there.
Yeah.
It's really great stuff. Yeah. Yeah, I really, really dig that stuff. I'm glad you dug that, by the way. And it's good to know that people have a little bit of knowledge of underground music. That's kind of what this show is all about. So, that being the case, man, I hope you got some. You got a poem for us right now?
Yeah, I've got one, and I've been working on it for a little while. So I apologize if it's still a piece of shit. But here it goes.
So, cool.
Wyoming. 1 in the morning, paper-thin Super 8 walls. I can hear them knocking on each other's doors in the hall. The women wear long ponytails and bonnets. Their men have no hair. Middle of the night, there's train going by somewhere, just out of the shower, enjoying the view of the parking lot. I'm losing my voice. And that's
nice.
That.
What was the title of that one?
It's just called Wyoming.
Wyoming, nice. Yeah. I actually had a friend of mine, Samantha Sarah Lee. She actually lives in Wyoming, and the best way that she would always describe Wyoming to me was, it's full of meth heads. And being the chief operator of the meth lab at the moment right now, I really appreciate meth heads. So that's awesome. Wyoming's cool, I guess, in my opinion. If you like meth, there you go.
No,
that's a great poem, Dustin. I really dug that. Really,
oh, thank
stuff.
You. Yeah, I went there, like, a week ago, and it was just a strange place. And, like, on the road, there's, like, every other block, there's, like, a billboard that says, don't do meth. And it's just kind of intimidating, because I didn't know you needed that many billboards. But I guess, man.
I guess so. Some places do, man. You got to advertise. You know that. Gotta advertise. Well, Dustin, I really appreciate you coming by the show, man, hanging out with
definitely.
Us, and of course, sharing Yeah, dude, I appreciate you also doing my job for me a little bit and going ahead and letting everybody know about the Literary Underground news feed for today.
Oh,
so
well,
appreciate that.
Thank you for letting me talk. So
yeah, no problem.
Hear my own voice.
I hear you, dude. I go back and listen to these shows sometimes. It's brutal. I just can't listen to it, so I definitely feel you on that. But I really appreciate you stepping back, and yeah, man, come back anytime, definitely.
All right, will do. Yeah, thanks for doing the show, and talk to you later.
Right on, brother.
Bye.
All right, that was Dustin Holland. Once again, you guys, please submit to Guerrilla Pamphlets. Get in contact with him, of course. If you want more information about that, you guys can find him on Facebook, DustinHolland, and D as in David, or Dustin, like we just had him on there. We're going to go ahead and bring in the next caller who is not showing a number here, but I think I got a good idea of, I got a pretty good idea of who this might be. I don't know. We might find out. Bring them in, and I think this is a Skype caller, so I'm going to bring them in and hope that their Skype and my Skype don't get infected together. Here we go. Caller on line one, you are live.
Hey, yeah, this is Bud down here at Gillies. Down here with Sis tonight, getting ready to leave, closing her up. What time you guys close?
I believe we closed in about 35 minutes, actually.
You got Marlboro Soft Pack?
We do. We do.
How much
we actually
can
have a good special. Well, we got a special right now.
Yeah.
It's if you show us your balls, you get one pack free.
You're speaking of balls, you got them Planters cheese balls in a can?
No, I'm sorry, we're out of
this. You know, them kind of, they'll shred the roof of your mouth to ribbons, you know what I'm saying? Make you bleed.
No, I hear you. Yeah, no,
I
hear you.
How much can a Timberwolf down there?
That's $7.50 without showing your balls.
Without showing the balls and a Marlboro soft pack, to show the balls you get too.
Right. I tell you what, I'm actually busy at the register. Just come on down, and I'll sell those to you, okay?
I can't. Hold on, they got the jukebox going out. Cherokee fiddle. I got a poem to read you.
Okay, read me the poem.
It goes like this. This is a poem for Charles Bukowski that I wrote down here. Now, Sissy said it's a really good poem. You can get back to your music in a minute. Let me finish this poem. It goes something like this. Poem for Charles Bukowski. For Charles Bukowski, dedicated to Charles Bukowski. It goes like this. The end.
Brilliant. Bravo,
thank
sir.
You.
Bravo.
Yeah. Have a good night over there. I'll be down in a minute with my balls hanging out. Bye-bye.
All right. Looking forward to that. Really appreciate Tim Murray coming in and promising to show me his balls. And, of course, reading that brilliant Charles Bukowski poem. Brilliant stuff, man. Really, really dig it. You guys listen to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. What we're going to do next is we're going to go ahead and we're going to go with the track, the mystery track of the evening. Now, I mentioned at the top of the show that you have a chance of actually winning a official J. Edgar Hoover. You have to be official about these things. Official J. Edgar Hoover Red Fez. That is true. We will send you a J. Edgar Hoover Red Fez if you can guess the name of this mystery track. And I will give everyone a hint just before the track plays. The song itself was used in a recent Quentin Tarantino film. I'm not going to say which one. And I'm going to say, you know what? I'm going to play the track. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to play the track. I'm talking in too much here. We're going to go with the track here. This is the mystery track of the evening. Thank you very much. And we'll be right back.
Euthanasia, qué bella palabra, y ni siquiera sabía antes cómo escribirla. Demasiadas letras en la cabeza, otra vez empecé a pensar en español. En mi mente regresé otra vez a las clases de Damien Wilson. De nuevo abrí mis cuadernos, las que no tiré en la basura. A pesar de los años, guardé los cuadernos, mudando casa a casa, de garaje, de los garajes de mis amigos y de mi familia. En 2 años perdí la necesidad de guardar mis tesoros como mis muebles de segunda mano, las cosas más pesadas ya que tengo.
All right, that was the mystery track. You guys can actually, if you want to get a hold of that J. Edgar Hoover Red Fez, you can actually leave all the information, your answer, of course, and your postal information, if you do have a post office box or what have you, on the Literary Underground Facebook page. I'll go ahead and put that in the chat room and link that up for you. And, of course, you guys can go onto Facebook, type in the Literary Underground in the search bar to pull that right up for you. Really easy stuff. Facebook's making it very easy for us these days. So we do have another caller on the line. This is a caller by the name of Al Brains. I'm going to go ahead and bring them in. Caller, you are live.
Oh, Frankie.
Hey, JD.
Frankie.
JD.
Frankie Flash.
Yo.
Yo, man. I dig what you're doing. You playing some choice stuff here tonight, man.
Oh, thanks, bro. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
You know what? You're a sound aficionado yourself, so I take that as a huge compliment. So appreciate
that. Hey, man, you got some great taste, man. I dig all that acid jazz and reggae myself. And,
oh, nice.
Of course, I like the metal. I like the metal too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And big up on the metal. It was good.
Well,
to
we're
gonna
have
man.
Some. Well, we're going to have some future metal shows, too, I believe. We're going to throw some of that in there. So definitely, I might even have to have you come on and co-host with me on that one.
Hey, man, that would be cool. That would be cool. Definitely, man. Well, so
all right, cool.
So what's been going on, man?
Nothing, dude. Just hanging out in New Mexico, enjoying the shitty weather at the moment and the good pot, so...
Man, I heard you guys. I heard you guys got dumped on, man. But
but
that's cool.
But I'm actually, staying warm and trying to stay warm with the beers here and everything like that. Drinking Miller High Life at the moment. Life is good right now, bro. The Bears.
Beers.
Bears.
Is it
or
root
the
beer?
Beers? No.
I got a good buddy that really likes root beer.
Yeah, I know that guy. He's a strange one.
Yeah.
He's a strange one, that guy.
Yeah. You like Stephen King?
Yeah. I do. Well, JD, man, I'm glad you're actually on here. Why don't you break us off a poem real quick, bro?
Hey, I'm in the other room, but if you play another song, I could run and grab something and
I can do that.
Is that cool?
Yeah, I can definitely do that, man. I can definitely do that. So,
okay.
Yeah, I'll play another track and go ahead and get that ready, bro.
All right. You got it.
Cool. Yeah, no, thank you. All right. J.D. Nelson, we're going to have him back on in just a second. Man, I got so much other stuff here to play. I don't even know what to do here, to be honest with you. What we're going to play next, this is a little mashup record. Some DJs like to dabble in mashup tracks and whatnot. I like to do it myself. So I happened to find this one. Really great stuff. This is actually The Doors versus Blondie and a little song called Rapture Riders. We'll be right back on The Draconian Vampire Tunnel is closed for repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro. Ocean Beach, 10 a.m. The subjects are deposited at the corner of Newport and Cable Street after dropping acid 10,000 feet in the air over the Chihuahua Desert a couple of hours earlier. Voltaire Street is somewhere in the close vicinity. All signs point to east of their location. But they're holding on to gravity by the grains of sand on the sidewalk and the shifty eyes of encroaching pelicans who only want the weed. The first stop is the bathroom, and the epiphany afterwards proceeds as follows. I'm usually appalled by the amount of filth in there. Today there is ample toilet paper in the stalls because it's early in the morning and all the street people ain't washed with the entirety of the pink soap in the dispenser yet. When they finally make it to the beach itself, Subject A writes something down about the woman closest to Subject B's proximity.
Lady in a pink skirt with your cat at the beach, with your cat on the leash. Your cat don't want no bath in the ladies' room at the lifeguard station.
I think human beings are just a very complicated form of bacteria. I think if you looked at the Earth as a living organism, and who's to say that it's not some sort of a super organism? It's certainly a host for life, and we're considered a living organism, but really we're a host for life. There's more E. coli living inside our gut than there have ever been people, ever. There's bacteria that's constantly around you, and your body's fighting off that bacteria until your body grows old and dies. And then it doesn't fight anymore, and that bacteria just eats your body. That's what it does. I mean, that's what it's there for. Okay, well, if you looked at the Earth as this living organism, and like you were flying into L.A., and you're passing over these beautiful mountains, and you see the ocean ahead, it all looks natural and beautiful, but then you see L.A., well, what the fuck is that? That's a growth. That's cancer. It's big, and it's brown, and it stinks, and smoke's coming out of it, and it gets bigger every year. And it doesn't matter what you do, it's going to keep going. You could knock it down with a fucking hurricane, it rebuilds. Light it on fire, rebuilds. And I think if you were an intelligent life form from another planet and you were looking at the Earth, you wouldn't see individual people. You wouldn't see housekeepers and limo drivers and stand-up comedians. You wouldn't see that. You would see mold on a sandwich. I think if you look at us objectively and the way we're headed and the way we've always been, it doesn't matter how much access to information we have, it doesn't matter how much technological innovation we have, we're always going to destroy the Earth. Because I think somehow or another, that's what we're supposed to do. I think that's our purpose here on Earth. I think we are here to fuck shit up. I think we're here to eat the sandwich.
Jim, that's the patient.
Subject B is amused by the anecdote, hysterically amused, in fact, but is distracted somewhat by a full bladder and the violet reflection emitting from the sun, or the waves, or the sand, or Subject B's photoreceptor cells, which Subject B is convinced have betrayed Subject B in every sense of the word. Subject B talks about the early 90s hit The Wizard, starring Fred Savage, Christian Slater, and some autistic kid who never made it farther than California. California! Because that's all the little shit ever talked about. Subject B can hold it no longer and treks off to the lifeguard station, feeling like a saturated Rimbo with one leg. Subject B releases. Meanwhile, Subject A has become fascinated with the Catwoman, the cat's bathing rituals, and the cat frolicking aimlessly in the sand dunes as far as its leash will allow. Catwoman has turned on her iPod, wears no headphones, and dances with the cat as far as its leash will allow. The monologue goes accordingly.
Lady, with your cat on the leash, with your chunky ass in his yellow sunset bikini, I ain't trying to hear no corn song right now. Put your pink skirt back on and quit trying to sing it to me silently.
All right, that was Blondie versus The Doors, a little track called Rapture Riders. Great mashup there. You guys should definitely check out some different mashups. J.D. Nelson was actually talking about Metallica earlier and metal. Or I'm sorry, he was talking about metal, but I always assume it's always about Metallica with him. But there's actually a really great one out there. It's a mashup of Led Zeppelin and the Notorious B.I.G. I might have to bring that sometime, maybe for the J.D. Nelson show. I don't know. What do you think, J.D.? You think what do you think about Led Zeppelin versus the Notorious B.I.G.? Who would win in that war?
Man, that's Battle of the Titans right there. A couple of heavy hitters. You know, I'm going to have to go with the Zepp, though.
Yeah?
Because there's four of them.
That's true. And Jimmy Page is that guy's like a fucking soothsayer or magician or some shit.
He's
like that.
Wizard,
he practices
man.
The black arts. Yeah. It's a fucking wizard, bro.
And like John Bonham is like the muscle, the brawn, you know?
Yeah.
And Robert Plant could like hit a high note and shatter Biggie Smalls' eyeballs.
It's like the Wonder Twins times two or something like that. It's crazy.
It's all like math. It's the math lab.
It's the math lab. Ooh, I like that.
Meth and math. Mathematics.
Meth and math. Yeah. Mathematics. Yeah.
Or in England, as they say, I was doing my meths.
I like to do my... No, I don't like to do my meths.
I pooped in a shoe.
Doing... I pooped in...
What possibly...
Well, I have to say, Mr. J.D. Nelson, I think it's time for you to break off one of those poems there, sir.
All right, man. And honestly, I wasn't calling in to do a plug, but since you asked me to read, this is from my new chapbook, man, I'm really proud of. And,
yeah,
it's called. It's called When the Sea Dies, and it's available from Knapp. And it's a little bit different than what a lot of people might be used to. It's more of a more prose poemish kind of, and I mean it's still kind of out there, you know, but it's
right.
I reeled it in a little bit.
Well, you guys should definitely get that, because J.D. Nelson's poetry is something that is enigmatic and completely of itself. So that's an island of itself, actually. So there you go, brother.
Yeah, I appreciate that, man. And I'll read you one. This one's called The Earthling is Likely to Throw Stones. Saturday afternoon, it was a real Wizard of Id paperback kind of day. We need to know your Earth name and a little more about you before we can proceed, I said. My name is Sean McDonald's, he said. I'm editor-in-chief of an invisible zine. It's printed in ultraviolet ink on infrared paper. Very well, Mr. McDonald, I said. McDonald's, he said, emphasizing the S. Very well. Please wash your hand. Please wash your hands, Mr. McDonald's. I was a pig back on my home planet. It's too late for farm games now, I said. And that's just a little taste, you know, it's... it's a little bit different than what I've been doing last couple of years. But
oh, I dig it. I like the more in-depth J.D. Nelson. I kind of dig that, man. I was sitting here imagining an invisible magazine with ultraviolet ink, and it's amazing, dude. Yeah, I really dug that.
And I'll get a copy of one of these out to you, man.
Oh, nice, sweet.
Let me know your address. I mean, not online or not here, but you know, let me know where I can send it, and I'll get it out to you.
Okay, cool. I usually just have I usually have stuff sent to my meth lab, but I'll probably have to pick a different address for that. So, it's good.
Using the VW bug?
Yeah, you know. Gotta keep it real. I do live in New Mexico, and I live in Albuquerque where they film Breaking Bad, so.
ABQ, babe. The Burke.
Yep, there you go. The bouquet.
But, and anybody else who's listening out there, man, you know, get a hold of me on Facebook or wherever, and let me know if you want a copy. I'll get one out to you. And this
right
is
on,
a pretty nice
dude.
Book, man. Chadwick Redden's the editor of Nap Lit magazine and Nap Chaps. He's a really cool cat, puts his heart into it. And if you're a fan of the DIY, you know, handmade books, this is something for you. But
there
I appreciate
you go.
It, man. I appreciate you letting me take a second to plug that.
Well, I appreciate you coming by and hanging out, Mr. Nelson. And I'm going to get in touch with you very soon about that show idea. I think we're going to have to do some things together.
Do, man. I'd definitely be down for that.
Right on, brother.
Hey, everybody out there, you know, happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and to you, Frankie and Lindsay. And I'll talk to you soon. And
all right.
Keep spinning the good stuff, man.
Will do, brother. Will do.
All right, brother.
Peace.
Peace.
All right. J.D. Nelson, one-of-a-kind cat. You guys definitely need to check out that book. Once again, When the Sea Dies by J.D. Nelson. Get a hold of him on Facebook, and like he said, he'll shoot that out to you, no problem. Not very many authors are willing to do that, so I appreciate the fuck out of it whenever people do, so there we go. And, yeah, I see you, Zygote My Coffee, Mr. Brian Fugier. You want a autographed copy. Yeah, I know you will contact J.D. You get a hold of J.D. about that. I got nothing to do with that, sir. I'll autograph your book for you, Mr. Brian Fugier. I'll autograph it with my penis. I'm just joking. We're going to keep this thing going here. Actually, we've got 7 minutes left of live streaming, and I've got, I still got another, 15 minutes left of stuff to play. So looks like we're going to go into after hours. If you guys want to catch the last track of the evening, be sure to call in. The number is 805-856-2808. And right now, I'm going to play a little track called Sine Wave. And the band is Sine Wave, and the track itself is called Star Tripping. You guys listening to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed for Repairs. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll be right back. Subject B returns from lifeguard station after crying profusely at the urinal and urinating for what seemed like 2 years, but in all actuality was only 20 minutes. Subject B relates the experience to Subject A via telepathy, hand gestures, and simultaneous verbal communication techniques. The technique is not lost upon Subject A, who has become incredibly attuned to the little revelations one experiences when frequenting the semi-sanitary bathroom stalls. Subject B saw no such thing. Subject B peed into a hole in the wall with a bowl of water at his feet. Subject B thinks of Henry Miller's recollections on French urinals in the Black Spring, specifically a Saturday afternoon. Subject B thinks of his own life with, quote, intense blues and luminous greens, the life of sin and grace and repentance, a life of high yellows and golden browns, of wine-stained robes and salmon-colored streams. So I finish up and I turn around, and this guy has obviously been standing behind me for the entire 20 minutes, and I got tears staining my cheeks, which I feel like everyone can see even with these sunglasses on. So I go to the sink to wash my hands, and there's no soap, or the soap dispenser has evaporated. I don't know, but I'm standing there. My hands are already under the faucet. The place is crowded with tweakers, or what I perceive are tweakers, and the only thing I can think to do is sprinkle my eyes with penis water and split real quick. For a moment, I almost screamed out, "You've left me no choice, San Diego. You drove me to this." All right, that was Sine Wave, Star Tripping. A little bit of, I think it's a little bit of, I'm going to call that trance. It's more along the lines of trance. It's good stuff. You guys can check that out. The artist is actually titled Sinewave, Sine Wave. We got 2 minutes left of live streaming. I got one last track to play for the evening. I really appreciate all the people that came by, Mr. Tim Murray, of course, J.D. Nelson, and Dustin Holland. Really great to hear from Dustin Holland. I like that guy. And I like J.D. Nelson. Tim Murray, yeah, I like Tim Murray, too. He's a good guy. All right, so we're going to keep things going. Last of the show. Appreciate you guys calling in. We're going to play next. And I played this originally on the first show, very first show of the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed to Repairs. And I played a little bit of J Electronica, and I told you guys that I wanted to play a particular track called The Pledge. Well, I have come back, and I am a man of my word. I have brought you guys J Electronica. This is a song called The Pledge. Thank you for tuning in to the Draconian Vampire Tunnel is Closed for Repairs. Late night radio brought to you by the Literary Underground. I'm your host, DJ Frankie Flash Metro, and we'll catch you guys next week. Subject A is equally amused by Subject B's bathroom anecdote, which has piqued Subject A's interest once more. Subject A makes off for the lifeguard station, and Subject B wonders if she really has to go that much, or is it more or less for the experience and the observations? Subject A admits to nothing, for the moment, but later confides that yes, Subject A did have a full bladder, but Subject A was mesmerized by her previous findings and felt compelled to return to the scene of the crime, so to speak. The relevance of the evidence was uncanny and well documented.
Looks like someone shit on the wall in there. The lifeguards go in and throw cat litter where it had dribbled down. I feel like Dexter examining the blood splatter pattern of a mutilated corpse. Somebody drew an arrow pointing to the mess and asked, "Does it take a real concerted effort to take a shit like that on a wall?"
The mystery is never solved. The Catwoman has disappeared. The waves have finally broken back. The surfers are leaving and the orange juice is completely gone. Subject B asks Subject A, "You down for some fish tacos?" All signs point to yes, emphatically so. The acid is still pulsing through their bloodstreams when they get back on the plane a mere 4 hours later. Albuquerque is colder than usual as they make their final descent before landing.
She said she never fell in love with a Superman, Christian, Muslim, Protestant, Luther man. I told her that being immortal is the portal to the true nature of growth to Christ like Buddha man. That's why I never spit the traditional garbage of a night fight, bright lights, white ice to the fans. The radio is just a stereo, like a house in a home, and a chair, sit the chair, act with the band. Go to work, go to church, let your dreams die. Bow tie, final call, and the bean pie. Yarmulke for Hanukkah, wish this for Christmas. This is the gist of the night that we need. Why? So you can fit in with the clothes minded in the city and to get clotheslines in the hit in. I could care less about a plaque in the fit in to get punked on TV by my pretty. Don't get a nigga wrong. I get tempted by the rewards that all come along with making nigga songs. But what does it mean if I'm a Muslim and you a Jew? And because of that alone, we don't get along. And when you talk like this and try to walk like this, the radio stations will never put a nigga on. Just Mims, just 50, just Wayne, just TDM, franchise boys and Jimmy Jones. Fuck that, fuck rap, this God hop. Kingdom music for the hard rocks. I'ma spit it, tell TRL, get it in hot. 97 hit a nigga with a bomb drop. X Flex, X Lay, X Who Kid. Just Play said, Jig is the new kid. I took Eternal Sunshine and I looped it. No drums, no hook. Just new shit. Eternal sunshine of the spot is mine.
Why not?
Because he broke the rules.
What rules? We didn't see any rules, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy,
I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax, mendes, incendium, gloria, culpum, etc., etc., memo bis, puniter delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
The handling of a heart's a very delicate art, cause it's paper thin. One irrelevant thought that started out as a spark could be a poisonous dart that leaves a permanent mark that's ice cold in the day and burns in the dark and makes you never want to see her face again. Tee-hee, what a place I'm in. Lead me to the station I'm in. A one-way ticket, don't look back. One cold tear that flows and cracked. A whole lot of pain I'm holding back. Sham said, F that, roll the sack. I said, if my skull was cracked and blood ran out to the cul-de-sac, that could not match me where I'm at. My memories flash me there and back. Yep, there goes me right there in black. Hold the hands, not staring back. She starts crying, I start denying it. It's my fault, and I'm aware of that, man. In hindsight, signs be glaring back. Where's the map to show you where you're at? I can hear the crowd yelling, I can smell the tire smoke. I can hear the starter pistol, where's the track? Ring no answer, came home late. Jane told Dick she had a date. The day's just chilling, and at that moment, the right brain says to the left, just kill him. Make the headlines, make the front page. While out in the courthouse, man, thrill him. They'll say the boy dead wrong, but I feel him. Chicken bone, I can make a thunderstorm from a light rain. My ears start ringing, my nose get bloody. I feel a little bit of pressure on my right brain. Intermission, transmission, put me in submission. Glistening, trapped in the light prison. Whistling, the Christ told me come closer to the light, man. I went blind, woke up in front of a mic stand. Voodoo man, tap dancing in the French Quarter, walking on water with a scroll in my hand. The blueprints for a dish-shaped light vessel that was chiseled out of metal off the coast of Japan. Fasting on the top of a mountain out into postland, saw a shiny object floating out of the ocean. I'm sort of like a postman. You can get the message if you want to understand from the
raps. On November 7th, saw this disc-shaped object floating above the sea concourse of the United Airlines.
Civilized, savage, criticized, parish, spread, and false doctrine, terrorized, and correct, carrying on nonsense, specialized lies, paralyzed,
like
conscience,
voodoo
man, chit chatter, abacadabra, spitting out matter while I'm shitting out data, chew them up, shitting out rappers, sipping Pellegrino while I'm giving out matches. Set yourself on fire, let the wisdom of Elijah purify you. Take a nigga higher, sold your soul to the highest. By your now, you're on the wire, talking about 2 foot tires. Saying you sell crack, clapping at cats with Max, but you a liar, pants on fire. Same old rugged cross, different crucified Messiah.
Don't get me wrong now, don't make a mistake in thinking that I'm telling you this was the beginning of the man on the earth. 50,000 years ago is like telling you 30 days ago or 10 days ago or 5 days ago. to the age of the universe. We have no exact record of it, but it runs way into the trillions.
While you was blowing X amount of dollars on the bracelet, the sovereign nation of France is opening their files on the UFO phenomenon, i.e. spaceships. It's just a fact, Jack, may as well face it. Every rhyme I write will still get cracked in the chapter of Revelations. An atom get cracked in the blackness of meditation. Mysterious shit, call me Jay Dogon, I'm on some serious shit. Scholars wonder why do he bust. Allah bless me with a mighty sea touch. Everything I lay to hands turn to Ethiopian gold, shiny and buff. I got a firm understanding on the minus and plus. So I ain't got time to argue with a rap about how he ain't got rhymes that's fucking with mines. I'm trying to kill Lucifer, so if I have to break cause of rapping in my face telling me that he the great, you could bet a shiny Nikolai blast his motherfucking ass way past Jupiter. He couldn't be stupider, fucking with the nuclear, Mayan, Aztec lion, Asiatic black man from Zion, Quetzalcoatl supreme, letting off steam, dimethyl tryptamine, make a man dream. But y'all would much rather hear me rapping about trash, the size of Erica's ass, blunts and cash. We need saving, minds are consumed with swine, we need
hold
saving.
On tight, I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
Faster, faster. If we don't pick up enough speed, we'll never get through.
Get through what?
You mean we're going up and out?
But this room is made of glass. It'll shatter into 1,000 pieces. Or we'll be cut to ribbons.
Probably. Hold on, everybody. Here it comes.
Are you watching closely?